Social network. Public trust turns out to be a heavy burden for both RNs and ASHA workers. Both coteries espouse clear commitments to the communities that rely on them. The RNs in emergency wards are often the last link between families and loved ones who die alone. And I quote, "We see the suffering, the loss, the final goodbyes taking place over FaceTime, the sadness of dying alone in a makeshift room in a temporary ICU," unquote. RNs across the U.S. speak of the heartbreak and despair in operating existentially as the last link to the human world. In cell phones and tablets, they become the interface between patients, friends, and families, habitually exposing the medial dimensions of the pandemic experience. Balancing the heavy demands, long shifts, proverbial uncertainty, emergent advisories, and emotional drain, some nurses are outspoken about the sacrificial demand. As contributing editor to the American Journal of Nursing, Teresa Brown remarks, and I quote, "All nurses know the saying, a nurse is a nurse is a nurse. It encapsulates the idea that all nurses are interchangeable and therefore don't need to be cared for as employees. COVID nurses profoundly felt this lack of caring to the point that many of them quit their jobs, if not nursing altogether," unquote. For the ASHA workers, community investments fuel their work. Experienced ASHAs are an established social network connecting households with the state public health infrastructures. During the COVID-19 episodes, they linked remote rural areas to both the National Health Mission and the WHO data collection enterprises. But beyond administration, ASHAs are hyper-aware of their embeddedness in the communities that they serve. And I quote, "The community trusts and respects me," says Minara Begum from Assam's Eastern District. "That's the only reason why I stay on," unquote. Faced with sudden distrust, many feel undervalued for their disproportionate share of the COVID-19 burden. The 12-hour shifts, the trek on foot in the summer heat, armed with salt, lemon, sugar, and water, and the uncertainty of their reception. Several ASHA unions have WhatsApp groups as support systems, and these sustain the ASHAs in their role as a social network. In one notable instance, faced with the lack of PPE, an ASHA from the Haryana Union made a video of turning her chunni, or head cover, into a protective shield for the face. That the video went viral among ASHAs revealed the subterranean mobile network among workers separated by linguistic differences and regional eccentricities. The social and technological networks exposed in following RN and ASHA frontline notes establish the relationalities constitutive of epidemics, the many interfaces between the individual and the population, clinical procedures and public health, state and global institutions. One gains an inside look at the complex, lumbering machinery of infectious disease management without the abstraction of institution speak. Epidemiologically, audiovisual documents on RNs and ASHAs spatially emplace the wider public within nested disease milieus. Nurses wearing cameras show us the entanglement of bodies and machines in the ICU as RNs negotiate a jumble of beds, screens, laptops, wires, tubes, gloves, gowns, liquids, and pills. We come to inhabit an intricate assemblage. The ASHA treks take us into neighborhoods and enclaves not just marked administratively, which is usually given in the subtitle, but also physically. The lanes and pathways, courtyards and squares, an intimate encounter with disease spread that obviates epidemiological cartographies.